The town of Newmarket, in collaboration with its indigenous partners, is inviting the community to come together to remember and reflect in recognition of the First National Day for Truth and Reconciliation on Thursday, September 30. September 30 will be a tremendously meaningful and significant day in Newmarket and throughout our country, said Newmarket Mayor John Taylor in a news release. On this day, and every day, we need to remember and reflect on our past, the very painful and tragic history of the residential school system and the unimaginable impact this has had on our Indigenous communities. We need to continue to come together to do more, do better and to create a path forward with truth and reconciliation leading the way. The event takes place at the Fairy Lake Park Amphitheater, at 520 Water Street at 4:30 p.m. The First National Day for Truth and Reconciliation will honor the lost children and survivors of residential schools, their families and communities. The theme of Newmarket's event, which takes place at the is remembering the past, honoring the survivors, walking the future together, and will include storytelling and song delivered members of the Indigenous community. Following the event, attendees are encouraged to walk along the Nokiada Trail. Nokiada is an Ojibwe term meaning, walking together, to the bridge by the municipal offices, 395 Mullick Drive, to view a commemorative Indigenous art installation on the bridge. Everyone is encouraged to walk in reflection with a commitment to reconciliation. Parking is available on site at Fairy Lake or anywhere along the Nokiada Trail, or at the town office at 395 Mullick. Health and safety protocols will be in place. September 30 is also Orange Shirt Day, an Indigenous-led grassroots commemorative day that honors the children who survived residential schools and remembers those who did not. This day relates to the experience of Phyllis Webstead, a Northern Secupiemc, Shuswap, from the St. Swesumc Xcatem First Nation, on her first day of school, where she arrived dressed in a new orange shirt, which was taken from her. It is now a symbol of the stripping away of culture, freedom and self-esteem experienced by Indigenous children over generations. Please remember to wear orange on September 30 to raise awareness of the very tragic legacy of residential schools, to honor the thousands of children whose lives were lost, and those who survived but continue to experience the trauma to this day. Leading up to the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, the town hosted an internal orange hat fundraiser that raised more than $2,000, which will be donated to DNAAGDWENMAG Binujiyag, Child and Family Services, an organization that was selected in collaboration with the Chippewas of Georgina Island, our closest Indigenous neighbors and friends. Those interested in supporting this organization can click here.